So we're holding Perek Zion. We just started it. So he's discussing. So now we're sort of now moving more. We were describing these other factors and other kaychas which are impacting us. So there's an us and there's an impact. So there's this dimyon, there's the shilton hayetzer, right? But that's not the me of the person. These are other things which are affecting negatively and possibly year positively affecting the me of the person. What's the me? A. B, he says, interestingly enough, that the person's emotion, as he puts it, of feeling the sense of an ani stays fairly constant throughout the person's life. There's a certain way we he means the seichel way we understand it, but he means that the sense of security and emotion gives to the fact that I exist. That's fairly constant. So he looks at the fact it's when he touches the ani is the retzifus haruchnius b'chayenu, the fact that there's a constant spiritual existence. That's what ani is. Or the ani is the kaitim asher sivoy mistovev alameinu apanimi. That is the pole which everything revolves around. Okay, your assumption is that. Let's take it a step further. The whole idea that we exist is expressed in the word ani. Ani hu kinyan atzmi ba'adam. That's the intrinsic existence of the person. When I use the word ani, I'm talking about everything which I have is represented in that word ani. Uboy mekupol haherkav hamiyuchad ahismazgus shol koyches vashichvoy sashonim shebehem ahavim es oifei ha'odah. When I take this picture of all of the different combinations and factors which are joined together just so to create the koyches and the layers which exist in the person, and I want to capture that in a word, that word is ani. For me, that's the word that describes that. Hare, kashamu armim ani roitse, ani choshe. Yechalam listatim amachare milas ani, meyos kachos shonim. Behind that word, ani, there's a tremendous different amount of items involved. Okay. Barak in namik hete, he's spurning in batsmenu. If we spend the time to dig deeply, to think about what we just said, ivach chodas, then we'll figure out. B'shem Eza, maybe the seno ani diber achshu. Right? Who was the ani representing at that point in time? B'cholzos, yeshlanu tomi the hargasha brura. So then the ani is representing my mida of low tolerance, or my mida of low self-esteem. That's why I'm reacting so strongly, because I feel I'm being attacked. So the knee is representing the feeling of being attacked in that situation. So I would like more cover. But so the what's talking is my desire for cover, or my low self-esteem, or my feelings of pain. But at the same time, we don't look at the word ani as meaning that. We look at the ani as being something distinct. Tamar Burki, ani, ani who? I am I. Oh, it's a kinyan atzmi. Lemes haray he meyers of alfi kochus hamishtamshim betziner zeh hanikra ni hilhalus mitzaneseim el tzeich toido osenu. So all of these different emotions that I have need to put the title of ani on them to catch my attention. Right? If I would look at them and say, well, that's not me, that's this outside thing which wants me to do that, why should I be interested in doing that? But when I start feeling it's the eye of the person saying, oh, I would like this, oh, I would like this, so that's very important to me. I relate to the eye very significantly.
So, our example we've been saying about a person who likes to do chesed, are we saying that feel there's two people, the one who does it because stam, like they need to help somebody out, and there's another person who gets a geschmack out of it. The person who gets the geschmack is talking to the ani of the person. What are we saying with this ani? I don't know.
So I would put it the other way around. You're saying a good point. Saying a regular point. I would just express it the other way around. The person who gets a geschmack in the chesed, the Dev Chesed talks to him, will express that process in the word ani.
They'll look at themselves and say, I'm a Baal Chesed.
No, he'll say, I want to do chesed.
I want to do it.
But let's say a person who doesn't have that type of relationship with chesed, but understands the importance of doing chesed, he'll ask, well, you know, a person's supposed to do chesed. Like, that's how he's going to talk. That's the language he'll use.
It's an outside versus.
It's like there's. It's not, you know, you were supposed to do chesed. Like, they almost even use the word you. Right? You know, the conversation going on inside of his head, should I give the guy the stock? You know, you'll hear the conversation going, I don't want to give the money. You should give him the money. Right? Sometimes you'll get the conversation where, like, I want to give the money. I don't want to give the money. That's very rare.
Moved up.
What?
Moving up.
Right? That's a madriga, right? Right? But usually the conversation will usually be between the I, and then there's the you. Right? So that's when we almost hear there are certain things which we've absorbed, that's partial, that's intrinsic in the person. And certain things which are extrinsic to the person, which we understand the value, etc., so we're trying to incorporate them, but meanwhile, they're out there. You might get a person who, in his ani, he likes money very much. You also have to be a very, very sensitive person. Right? So he says, I don't want to give the money. I don't want to give the money. I'd be so painful. I don't give the money. I'm going to live myself. Right? You know, then you have the eye is talking to two sides. So that the rotzen, when we're expressing, the person is expressing rotzen, that's where a knee comes out. But what generates rotzen in the person are the many different koyches that I have in my nefesh generate a rotzen for something. So he's saying, sometimes, when this rotzen, as it were, wants to get me to do something, this koyach, so if it gets me to buy into, I want that, if the language is, because I'm a person who's a very sensitive person, and I really don't, it's so uncomfortable and painful for me to see people in sorrow. I don't like that, and I feel much better when they're not. So, since he can express that rotzen in the word ani, he wins. Now it's me talking. I'm interested in me. Right? Because, listen, you really should be doing chesed. He's almost guaranteeing he's not going to win the case. So, he uses that if it's true, but it only works if we're playing games. He can't come to that kind of counsel. Listen, you really, really like doing chesed. You know that. So it's really you talking. It's not me telling you that. Like, right. No, I don't. But a person starts to get the heart. A person who has a nature towards it says, "I really like giving money. I really like helping. I really do enjoy that. I really feel good about when I do that." And that's true. Then he wakes up and oh, that's Dani talking. And then I'm interested in it. That's what he's saying. So the market where the person feels that his true being is being expressed, that's his ani. Okay, we'll see. He's gonna put three things into the ani, and the third one is the most basic one. Okay, so let's go back to our scenario, which we're playing out over here. Right, so the shaila is: should he give the guy the money or not? So there's this ping pong game going on inside of his mind, right? You should give the money. You shouldn't give the money. Give a lot of money. Don't give any money. Give a little money. And there's a ping pong game going. I need the money for this. I need the money for that. Right? We're in this ping pong game, right? Somebody's got to choose at the end what to do. Who's that? That's what I need. So at the end of the day, it's not even the ani which says I want versus you have to. So that's much more closer to the ani of the person. Then that I might choose to do the you have to. So when I did that, I said that there's something more intrinsic to me, which exists in me, which goes wants to choose more than what I want. That's where the knee of the person truly is. That's me, his next stage. The ani also, not besides, is a question of expressing the person. It's the one which gets it aside. It's a karech shlita. It chooses one over the other. Pull this mida towards myself, and that mida to push away. So you need to comprehend our ani. So you feel like he's giving you a definition right now. He's showing you the existence of it in the different areas where you express it. Now let's think about what it is. So different than many of the different things he gives you in half sentences over here, at least he's going to be so much straightforward in the next piece. So far he's going to include two things into the ani. The rotzen is a very strong expression of the mahus of the person. He says in a different place, fascinating piece about rotzen. So the word rotzen comes from the word rotz. Right? Stonel says, So Chazal said, "Don't know if this is a matter of cash. Get up in the morning. I need to take care of this. Do that. Next thing you know, I'm in base manager." Says that's the ani. And all the cheshbonos say, "What I got to do today?" And then I ended up in base manager. Right? Some people, the cheshbonos, what I got to do today? They end up not in the base manager. Right? That's rotz. That's where I run to. So rotzim comes to where everything else being, nothing stopping me. Where am I going to run? That's rotzim. Sad to say, some of our rotzim is not where we want it to be.
Kilo, if you had $1 million, what would you be doing?
Right. Not what you say you'd be doing. What you really would be doing. I just. apparently, I don't know where I saw it. It was at H.com. Where was it? About people won lotteries, you know. Oh, yes, that's what I saw. Rabbi Blech had an article. Rabbi Benjamin Blech. Benjamin Blech. So, that's why I called him Benny Blech, Rabbi Benny Blech. He's very close with his cousin, so he's refused to firm as Benny. Oh, hey, Benny! It came part of the Muslim Nobel. So, there's a new type of therapist out there. It's a therapist who helps people who come into sudden wealth deal with the emotional trauma of coming into sudden wealth. And it's a problem because people, when they come into sudden wealth, they may end up making a lot of stupid decisions because they're overwhelmed. There's a lot of different emotions going on. So there's a training in the field of therapy to help people deal with that difficulty. They charge well. And what they found is that when people get over the rush of the moment and they're able to, you know, work with this, the therapy help them to think clearly, most people will end up with a very philanthropic desire to do something with the money, a true philanthropic desire. But most people, when they do the rush of the moment, they don't think, they don't do that. So they buy the, you know, the island and the yacht and the this and that, and they still have nothing left, you know, or they invest in some stupid whatever. People have to, you know, not to make those decisions. And when they have time to think, they start saying, "No, I really would like to do this charity and this thing, etc." It's a beautiful thing. That and it's a good business top also.
Win the lottery?
No, I think, you know, I'll go into that business and become a therapist.
Basically in it.
Which part?
Well, therapist.
Being a therapist that I'm in.
But you just gotta find the right
find the right people which have the money that they give to the Carlo, you know.
So that wasn't that last Shabbos.
But that was part of last Shabbos. It ain't over yet, my buddy. There's the November payroll, there's December payroll, there's January payroll, you know, like the process of elimination So the knee expresses the rotzen of the person, which is a deep expression of what's inside of the person. You want something. And the margish ba'enig b'tzar, feeling the reaction to what's happened to me, there has to be somebody in there which has a reaction. So I made a decision and this happened. I'm happy with what happened. I'm not happy with what happened. The one who's going to be reacting is the ani of the person. Rotson is very, very true. Rotson, the person, is a very, very deep seated, powerful koyach which directs a person's life. I think, you know, Shmuel says that most people, Chazal said, "No." So you have to work backwards. This is where you ended up. That's where you wanted to be. I really want. Okay, if you really want that, you wouldn't be here. You'd be there. Tarsh says, "You don't really want that. You really want this." So that's a rotzen. The rotzen is going to be the one which is going to direct your life. That's going to be this constant line which gives us direction of how we approach things. That's derech klal. With derech prat, how do I be hechlotas and mischachos miyam liyam? Decisions that I make constantly are rooted in on the kamat lo yivotzim erotzim as a sure who use them lasses. It's almost not possible to stop the rotzim. Kadi barnal kara zeb erik achur shol sharshe. Now, can a person recreate what his rotzim is? That he could. But most people, if we're honest with ourselves, will say, you know, that my combination, all my different meters, my characters, etc., wants to be where I am. That's why I'm here. Because I really didn't want to be here, I wouldn't be here. You can't blame. Rober writes, he says, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. He says, you need help. He says, Daf Siyata Neshmai means like this. I did everything that I could do. And something comes broken up to make it happen. He says,
does that make sense?
No. Okay. So speak. I once have told Baruch, says, you know, it's a beer tomorrow. It's a beer to Hashem. I said, how many beer to Ani? Kosh Baruch wants. Shalit is the mother. Kosh Baruch wants. Shalit, what do you want? You know, if you want, you'd be here. I do want, but I can't. You know, I'll go for the same thing. You know, I really want to learn. I really want to learn more, but it's hard. You know, I really want to get more stuck, but I can't. You know, somebody doesn't have. So people who really want to get stuck, and they don't have, they find ways of giving stuck. People say, "Well, I haven't got excuses. How many money? I can't get stuck." Like, which one is it? Gam, sarva einig margish ani hanitzki. The ani, which is eternal, that's the person. Feels sarva einig. Shem he's bad to laguf b'moisa nishura hot la adam hargasha zeis. Bo makabel se lama habakrisa. Rabbi said about the Muslim motzu ki kol shiva to adam miyoyim harisha mamish he lehanus. The defining elements of what the person wants is hano. What hano is changes. Right? You're not eating, you're not sleeping, you're not drinking, you're not hugging, you're playing a game. COVID. Which means the messages of value the parents sent him. So, rechush, money. I want hano and bring him inside. I don't want pain. Ray, he'll talk about later on. Tamadover, he'll speak about why that's so. That's intrinsic uptight of what is pushing the person. That's part of your ani. We're not done with this.